This is a list of 1,030 kingdoms, city states, and cities from which Jews have been expelled between 1200 BC in Egypt and 2014 in San Juan La Laguna, Guatemala. Rabbis have recently warned Elon Musk that his remarks about Jews propagating white hate is the type of anti-Semitism that leads to massacres. They must be thinking of Gaza. Why don't the rabbis urge Jews to change their behavior instead of blaming the fact that the world hates them for their depraved conduct, attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors? Why are Jews the only people on the face of the earth who never do anything wrong? Why do they always blame their indefensible behavior on everyone else? It's like an Irishman who gets kicked out of 109 pubs in Dublin. Is it the publicans conspiring against one man, or is his behavior consistently intolerable? You figure it out, because 109 is the usual number popularly quoted for Jewish expulsions. It's in fact much worse. It's 1,030 and probably more. This begs the question, why? The full detailed explanation is too long for a short video. In summary, it has to do with the Jewish supremacist predatory nature and chauvinism of Jews to circle their wagons to form insular inbred communities in their host kingdoms, city states, and countries when nations and empires arose. Jews have traditionally practiced sacrifice, both human and animal. If you think that's in the past, you'd better brush up on the third temple they desperately want to build on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. The purpose is to recommence sacrifices for atonement and return of their Messiah. Jews engage in predator usury. They practice sharp business practices forgiven by their Kol Nidri prayer, which is actually a declaration of personal atonement. Jews recite it, which gives them absolution for all their transgressions. Swindles and crimes committed against non-Jews or Gentiles and Goyim, as they like to call them. The Talmud refers to Gentiles as no better than soulless animals that deserve no consideration. If you're alarmed by that, look it up. The Talmud is the rabbis interpreting the mind of God, Jewish law. It's replete with long tracts of venom and odium for Gentiles or non-Jews. It teaches Jewish supremacy, which has morphed into Zionism, which is political Talmud without the religious baggage. In short, Jews used, abused, corrupted, and influence peddled everywhere they went. Shakespeare's play The Merchant of Venice depicts the odious Jew as the character of Shylock. He's become a trope for Jewish money lending. America is the latest society to be corrupted by Jewish influences, finance, culture, and values. Abortion is a Jewish value. It's why they defend it so vociferously. America now has a Zionist-occupied government where less than 2% of the American population, which are Jewish, occupy 85% of senior cabinet and secretary positions in government. It has nothing to do with aptitude or intelligence, and everything to do with nepotism and Jews looking out for other Jews to dominate communities, commerce, academia, and entertainment. When this is pointed out to Jews, they deny, and invoke charges of anti-Semitism and the Holocaust to neutralize Jewish critics who point out the obvious. The standard Jewish comeback is that it's all a coincidence and correlation does not mean causation. Even if you point out that the Ivy League schools largely have Jewish presidents, chancellors, or principals, and therefore the majority of admissions are Jewish, they deny it. It's gaslighting. All in your anti-Semitic imagination, despite the facts. It's the ire of communities that eventually have enough of predatory Jewish nature and kick them out. Every major Jewish holiday is about killing and the slaughter of non-Jews. They celebrate death, whereas Christians and even Muslims celebrate life. And herein is the number one reason why Jews have been expelled over and over for over 2,000 years. The relentless slaughter of civilians in Gaza is Jewish natural behavior. Vengeance is a Jewish trait. The Talmud is full of it. This time, the world will tire of the Jewish menace and seek a permanent solution to the Jewish problem in a world that is now inexorably linked by instant communications, world trade, and reserve currencies. The Jews need to be very careful about the conduct of their brethren, as history tells us it doesn't go well for Jews when they engage in unrestrained hubris in their host nations, including the stolen state of Palestine, which they've renamed as Israel since 1948. It's time for Jews to reflect. If not, they have to kill the rest of the human race or learn to live civilly and cooperatively with Gentiles, because as less than 1% of the world's population, their chance of survival is not good if they continue to behave like the synagogue of Satan, as Jesus Christ named them.